We have the quintessential historian on DC3s and all things Douglas with us today. We have my friend Julie Boatman Fallucci. Julie made her career in the aviation industry at Jeppesen, at Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, Cessna Aircraft Company, and all the way through Boeing Flight Services. She founded Julie Bravo Fox Media, and she's in aviation marketing and consulting. But more important than anything, she is an author. And she's written some beautiful books, and she brought one of them here today, which is her new book about Donald Douglas. Julie, welcome to Attitude Adjustment.
Thanks for having me,
could
Amy.
She,
Rob?
Could she be my friend, too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Word she always the, likes
I mean,
it. She's so possessive of her friends.
You're old, so.
I know. Well, that's why I don't have a lot of friends.
Julie, talk. We're
okay.
Not supposed to be
tell
talking.
Us about,
on, tell us
Honest
about the book.
Vision, the Donald Douglas story. I am just dying to know how you got involved with enough Donald Douglas to stir the pot.
So the story starts back in 2004, actually, when I had the brilliant opportunity to do my type rating in the DC-3. I fell in love with the airplane. Well, I'd already been in love with the airplane, but fell into a real relationship with it and came out with
some family
enough,
show, so let's
yeah.
just, okay.
Well, it came out with enough stories,
okay.
Stories, Rob, to put together a book, Together We Fly, Voices from the DC-3, which was published back in 2011, that focused on the story of that airplane. But in the process of researching all of the, you know, all the need-to-know stuff about the DC-3, of course, that delved a lot into Donald Douglas's life and how he had developed as an engineer, because he'd had the kernel of that idea very early on when he was a young man. So, but it really, you know, the real genesis of why, you know, to go and write a whole book about him started in a really wonderful coincidence, a really wonderful moment that took place around actually the day before the 75th anniversary of the first flight of the DC-3. So in 2010, I was out in Santa Monica celebrating that event. And I knew that his house on San Vicente Boulevard was still there. And, you know, I'd not really stalked it before, but, you know, because it's like a lot of houses in Santa Monica, it's behind a big adobe wall. But I was with a friend of mine who is just gregarious enough to walk up and ring the doorbell. And he's like, you know, what's the worst that could happen? You know, they don't answer. But somebody answered, and it was actually the property manager. And we, you know, we just said, hey, we're in town for the 75th anniversary of the DC-3, and we know Donald Douglas lived here. Can we see the house? And the guy was like, yeah, sure. You know, we're in the midst of, you know, a bunch of stuff. An actress actually owns it.
Oh, wow.
You know, a B actress from the, I think she was on The Fall Guy or something like that. Anyway, so we go into the house. And we got to see all of the downstairs, including his study. And when I was standing there in his study, which she had recreated to be just, you know, pretty much like it was when he was there, you know, starting in the 30s and for a couple decades of his life, you know, I just felt this, a presence, you know, and that's what really kicked it off for me. It's like, there's more here. I really want to tell this story, and I really want to delve into what, you know, what made him, what formulated his creative genius and his engineering genius. And that's where it kicked off.
So you're haunted is what you're trying to tell me.
The ghost of Donald Douglas.
The ghost of Donald Douglas on your show. I knew there was something going on here. I just wasn't sure what it was all this time. No, but you've done such a great job with the details. And I want to point out, if you were giving a timeline sort of your relationship with the DC-3, which I know was intimate because you actually broke it and had to fix it in the middle of that. But you helped.
I didn't break it either.
But you helped.
But I was on board. So, that was a... That was quite a. That was another story.
Do you think Donald Douglas would have been or would have become who he was and the company Douglas become what it was if his dad hadn't been there to sort of get things rolling?
Well, his father, you know, like many of our parents, and I certainly, you know, can credit my dad for giving, you know, a lot of, you know, a similar foundation, and that was, you know, the ability to go to a good school, you know, be able to achieve enough to get into the Naval Academy, you know, and certainly as his father became, you know, worked his way up, you know, from being a bank clerk to, you know, being fairly successful within the bank, that, you know, that example probably more than anything else. I mean, yeah, sure, the investment helped, but the initial investment in the company was actually from Charlotte, from his first wife, some savings that she had had, and his father's investment came along a little bit later.
I forgot, how much did Charlotte put in to get going?
$2,000.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Douglas and that, aircraft.
Yeah, but, I mean, believe me, that was just seed money enough for him to get the plans together so he could go around to other investors and put together the real money to build the first airplane. So.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Where I was going was that books take a long time to write. You had a good question, so I let it go. But, mm-hmm. but you know, when you look at the timeline of things, I think people don't realize how long it takes to get mm-hmm. all that information. I mean, you really had to become a detective in a way.
Mm-hmm. There was quite a bit of travel, you know. I'm a strong believer in going to the place and feeling, you know, trying to feel as much the environment where somebody has been in order to write a, you know, a good perspective on their life. And so that entailed, you know, going to Scotland, recreating part of a trip that he did from London up to Scotland in 1935. It involved going to MIT. It involved going to the Naval Academy. And this wasn't just to go into the archives in both places, which, of course, you know, I did. And, you know, a lot of the research, you know, comes straight out of, you know, those direct papers. But also just to walk around the grounds, you know, because a lot has changed, obviously, in both of those places. And MIT had a brand new campus when he started there. They had just, you know, what we think of as the MIT campus was brand new. They had just built it. But a lot of the existing stuff that was built was there, and you could get a sense for, you know, what it was to walk around in his shoes, and that was critical. But it takes time. You're right.
It does take time. And the other thing is the vibe of a place doesn't always change. At MIT, there is a certain vibe. It hums a little bit with those students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're all about practical application, and that was what really charged him up. You know, and that was something that, you know, he was certainly getting at the Naval Academy because they're very practical application too. But the engineering that he wanted to explore was not naval engineering.
Julie, what's next? Is there going to be a second book about another famous aviation industry person?
Well, it would be
person?
Third, wouldn't it?
Third, kind of? Yes. I'm sorry. You're right.
That's all right.
Something non-Douglas, maybe.
Yeah, I've got a couple of ideas. I haven't formulated anything enough quite yet to divulge what, you know, would be next. But, you know, definitely there are more books in me.
So there's no scoop to break.
That's exciting. No, no scoops to break, except that she is signing books here today. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. So Aviation Supplies and Academics, ASA, is the publisher, fantastic publisher of Honest Vision, the Donald Douglas story. And I will be at their booth in Hangar B. It's about two-thirds of the way down the center aisle. I forget the number, and my bad. But from 12 to 1 today, Thursday. So if you're out having lunch and want to come in and get a book or have me sign your book, I will be there.
Where can they find it online for our internet listeners?
Okay. You can go to asa2fly.com, or it's available on Amazon.
Amazon, yes, absolutely. Julie Boatman Fallucci, thank you so much for taking the time to come in to EAA Radio today and speak with us about your new book, Honest Vision, The Donald Douglas Story.
Thanks,
really
Julie.
Really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.